This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1295. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded November 29th, AFRTS revived on USB, VOA cuts at Greenville, harmonics and spurs from North Carolina, Colombia, Albania, China, weather from Ireland, Denmark on shortwave, targeting Africa, where to hear Hmong, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. On November 29th, Eike Bierwirt in Germany says, 2 weeks earlier than B04, the new B05 schedule is now available from my website. It's in both time and frequency order, whichever you like, and in some different formats, including zip, doc, and PDF. You can access them at www.eibi.de.vu. Furthermore, since it's online, unlike some printed references, it'll be updated as changes are made. Many thanks, Eike Bierwirt, for another great service to the DXing and shortwave listening community. Oh yes, the High Frequency Coordinating Committee finally put up its B05 schedule. However, Wolfgang Büschel computes that 15% of the information has been deleted on the request of uncooperative administrations and frequency managers. For the information that remains, it does go into more detail than Eike does, such as antenna azimuths and antenna numbers. You'll find that in a zipped file only at the public data section of www.hfcc.org. Last week at this time, you heard Continent Media 0509, also known as World of Radio Extra 63, but I've not been resting. I produced another Continent of Media 0510, and you can listen to it now online only via www.dxing.com. Also, a new edition of Mundo Radial, my monthly Spanish DX report, is available via worldofradio.com. WRMI finally got its second frequency back on the air following Hurricane Wilma damage. About 3.5 weeks later, UT November 17th, 7385 again being heard, but Jeff White says it's a temporary antenna, an inverted V-dipole, aimed more or less the same direction as the log periodic, which was being repaired, and it may be back on in early December. Meanwhile, some scheduling changes have been made on WRMI concerning other programming and World of Radio. We now appear Sundays at 1400 and at 2230 UT on 7385. The SSB relays of AFRTS from the Florida Keys had disappeared sometime in October, and on November 20th, members of the DX Listening Digest group surveyed the other AFRTS relays and found some of them were still audible, such as 5765 from Guam. Steve Lair heard that in Michigan at 1300, as well as 6350 from Hawaii. Arikuyan, Denmark, also reports active 7590, presumably from Iceland. However, it was not until November 19th that I found the Saddle Bunch Key frequencies on USB back on the air, 12133.5 and 7811, around 1530 UT. At that time of day, I couldn't hear the third frequency, 5446.5, but Chuck Boland in Florida could, as did Steve Lair in Michigan. Except for broadcasts to the Americas, almost all VOA transmissions now come from overseas relay sites, although there's still two major relay bases in the U.S., Delano, California, and Greenville, North Carolina. Checking the new B05 schedule, I pulled out the only broadcasts in English from VOA, which are still transmitted from domestic American soil, and here they are. To Africa at 04-05 on 9575, and 05-06:30 on 6035, and at 19-22 on 15580. Those three are from Greenville. The one in our afternoons is especially useful if we're not too close to Greenville and it's skipping over. Provides excellent reception here in the center of the continent for VOA's news and music programs. One more transmission is from Delano, the English to Latin America, weeknights at 0130 to 02, on three frequencies, 7405, 9775, and 13740. Unfortunately, 15580 is only 10 kilohertz away from KTBN in Salt Lake on 15590, which is accompanied by a constant buzz up to 25 kilohertz away from their frequency. Dragan Lekic in Serbia has been taking an even closer look at VOA scheduling and says since the beginning of the B05 season, VOA is not using the A site at Greenville, only the B site. GA is totally silent. Transmissions move to GB. What transmissions remain, that is. And he presents a schedule for DX Listening Digest. I asked Charles Taylor about this, who's now retired in North Carolina but used to work at VOA Greenville. He says Greenville Plant A is in caretaker status. Two technicians on the site, whether IBB will clear it or let it rust away, remains to be seen. Kai Ludwig in Germany adds, it appears to me IBB would like to avoid the impression that Greenville A has been closed by describing the current situation as not on air 24 hours. Sure, 0 hours are indeed not 24. I assume the two technicians there are to keep the transmitters operational, as was done at Kvitsøy and Sveo in Norway, so presumably GA could be fired up again, in theory and for the time being. Kim Elliott found a story in the local newspaper, the Greenville Daily Reflector of November 16th, that the former VOA site near Greenville will not be the site of a strip club. By the way, the VOA English schedule I just mentioned at 0130 to 02, only 13740 is from Delano, the other two frequencies are from Greenville, including 7405, which Terry Kruger in Florida notes is producing a mixing product with Radio Marti on 6030, landing on 4655. This interferes with the new Peruvian Bjorn Malm in Ecuador has been trying to monitor, Radio Centinela del Norte on 4654.96. WEWN Alabama has made further frequency changes since the beginning of the B05 season. Dave Kenny in the UK noted them on 5085, opening at midnight UT, replacing 5875. This did not please Dave France of WWRB because his station had to leave 5085 a few months ago because of an interference complaint, and he was upset the FCC now gave it to another U.S. station. Well, WWN is also taking its chances they might have to move if there is a renewed interference complaint. You would never know it from the WWN program grid, but I ran across 2 minutes of news on the hour in English from Vatican Radio at 2200 UT on 7560. In case you miss Ken Berryhill's music shows, which used to be on WWCR, he is still scheduled on another Nashville station, WRVU, at Vanderbilt University. They keep changing the day of the week, but the current schedule shows 2 hours, Mondays at noon, 1800 UT for Ken's Country Classics and the Old Record Shop. However, when I checked November 21st, there was a substitute host. That's on a webcast, of course, via www.wrvu.org. On the new continent of media, I have a report about Gary Bourgeois, who passed away recently. I might have added that there is a website with some of his Friday Night Live shows and a tribute to him shortly after he died. It's ziggydog.libsyn.com. Jay Novello in Wake Forest, North Carolina, reports hearing a harmonic from another town in that state, Fair Bluff, on 4440 WZFB, November 24th, with a preacher at midnight 45. That would be third harmonic of 1480, by then supposed to be on night power of only 48 watts, but who knows. If you hear Spanish on a Saturday evening on 1670, don't be too excited. It's just WMWR near Macon, Georgia, which at other times is running Fox Sports in English. Bill Harms in Maryland was hearing it, and many others were monitoring, trying to figure out what it was, but there was a second station not in English either. And that turned out to be Radio Voix Divine, a Haitian pirate in Boston, also on 1670. Yes, they're not licensed, but they call themselves WRVD, and they have a website, www.radiovoixdivine.com. Also monitored by John Seregan in Delaware and researched by Jari Savolainen in Finland and Henrik Klemets in Sweden. The medium wave DX test season is off to a slow start, says Les Rayburn, but the first ones are now pending. Early Sunday, December 4th at midnight central, 0606 UT, a 9-minute long test from KKLF 1700 in Richardson, Texas. Morse code will be superimposed over regular programming. On 1294, I mentioned that Greenland had not yet been heard in North America on 3815. But now it has at the Newfoundland DX expedition in early November, reported by Jim Renfrew. They go there mainly for medium wave, but did find Greenland November 8th at 2133 to 2212 in Greenlandic and Danish talk. As far as they know, the first North American reception. Well, the coast of Newfoundland is just barely in North America, so how about further inland, even in the U.S.? Please keep trying 3815 between 2100 and 2215. The latest from Mexico City, Julian Santiago tells us that the 10-kilowatt transmitter from Radio UNAM was supposed to be testing by now on 9600 kilohertz. No reports yet, but keep an ear on that frequency and don't confuse it with Cuba. Radio Educación in Mexico City, 6185, is supposedly on the air only at night, but occasionally I hear it in the daytime. Once again, November 23rd, from 1527 past 1600 UT on 6185. With the lowest solar angles this time of year, it might get out even further than Oklahoma. ZNS3, 810 in Freeport, Bahamas, is about to have more interference from a Florida station. Brock Whaley found an item from Frank F. on the RadioInfo.com Orlando board that an open carrier was heard on 810 on November 12th, believed to be a new station, WEUS, which is supposed to have 10 kilowatts day and 400 watts at night, although with a null towards ZNS3. Last time we had a report that Radio Amazonas Venezuela was back near its nominal frequency 4940, but we knew it wouldn't last. Already on November 16th, Bjorn Mom in Ecuador said it jumped up to 5535 and on another day to 5115. Bjorn Mom also reports on another medium wave harmonic from Colombia on 2620.26, a station called Microfono Civico in Palermo, Huila Department. This was at 1000 UT. And more about the new Peruvian I mentioned, with interference from the Martí spur until 0200, but that should be a problem only on weeknights. Radio Centinela del Norte, 4654.96, he's not sure of the exact location, somewhere in northern Peru. Probably their first day of tests, as heard November 18th. They closed down at 0130, but said their schedule's from 1000 until 0200. Signal was not very strong. A very active Argentine feeder frequency, reported by several listeners, 11133.0, carrying usually La Red from Buenos Aires, Bjorn Malm in Ecuador, heard it on November 17th, lower sideband, at 0200 UT on a following evening. Furthermore, Samuel Casio heard it at the Ilha Comprida DX camp in Sao Paulo at 0312, Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, November 19th, around 0200, and Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica at the same hour, November 24th, including football matches. When we hear a South American around 6214.1, we assume it's Radio Baluarte in Puerto Iguazu, Argentina. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reported it at 2324 UT. Terry Kruger in Florida reported it at 0152 past 0240. They mix Portuguese and Spanish, being right on the border, both in music and in preaching. However, although it's very likely the same transmitter, you may hear a different ID, such as Radio Armonia, reported by Jay Novello in North Carolina at 2317. They mentioned FM 100.7 and shortwave 6215. This was November 26 from 2317 to 2353. Via AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, and internet, this is World of Radio number 1295. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our website for much more info, especially our archive of DX Listening Digest, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal go to Andy Lavendel in Italy. You may recall almost a year ago there was an attempt to mount an amateur radio de expedition to the very remote island called Peter the First off the Antarctic coast, but it was not successful. Well, the team is training and going to try again this year. It should be sometime in February, and they have a website, of course, with all the information about it, www.peterone.com. I don't get much on 90 meters with a high local noise level, so I was a bit surprised to pick up on 3413, Volmet Aeronautical Radio in English from somewhere. It turned out to be Shannon Air Radio in Ireland. This is November 26th at midnight 48 and again at 0630 UT. Checking the schedules later, I see this is on the air almost continuously with 5-minute breaks at 25 and 55 past the hour. In the summary, we'll include a link to Bill Hepburn's excellent site of information about this and other Volmet transmissions. And the station Shannon Air Radio has its own website and even has an online reception report form. You'll find it at www.iaa.ie. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland says they're carrying out a special broadcast for St. Andrew's Day, Wednesday, November 30th. Three of them, in fact, on shortwave. Most of you will be hearing about this too late, but for those who are not, check November 30th at 17 to 18 on 9290 via Latvia, 21 to 23 on 5110 WBCQ, and UT Thursday, December 1st, 01 to 03 on 7585, that's via Lithuania. Johan Berlund in Sweden points out a very interesting frequency to monitor in Europe from Alsace, France Bleu, 1278 kilohertz. He can even hear it in the daytime. The thing to listen for is the Alsatian language, which is a mixture of German and French. Mike Cooper in Georgia is also familiar with this, and he says local programming lasts until 1815 UT, and medium wave is in Alsatian between 06 and 1200. On the shortwave programs list, Richard Cuff points out that Deutsche Welle has improved the layout of its website. Take another look at www.dw-world.de. Now that WRMI is again broadcasting on 7385, the relaying World Radio Network for several hours a day, and this includes Bands Radio International, also known as Copenhagen Calling, that weekly half-hour in English from Denmark, otherwise unavailable on shortwave. It's UT Sundays at 0630. Scandinavian Weekend Radio says they've also redesigned their web pages, although it still seems a lot more finished than English, www.swradio.net. It reminds us they should have another of their monthly 24-hour broadcasts starting at 22 UT, Friday, December 2nd, the first Saturday of the month, local time. But in December, another special, December 24th and 25th. Here's more on that weekly broadcast called Special Radio from Russia with some authentic Russian music. The B05 schedule is 19 UT Thursdays on 5850. Alexander Usoltsov of the station reports in Rusty X that the transmitter site is now Uzbekistan with 100 kilowatts, 311 degrees. Bob Thomas in Connecticut had been trying to hear Radio Romania International since the season began without much luck, but finally was hearing them in English at 0100, quite good in fact, on 6150 with some splash from adjacent frequencies. Well, that was among some frequency changes they made on November 20th to get to lower bands and avoid interference, replacing 11970. They also moved from 6125 to 6115 at 0400 to avoid clashing with Spain. According to Observer Bulgaria, which also reports that Radio Tirana left the Marine Band, where they had been scheduled 6215 in Albanian at midnight for a sesquihour to North America, replacing that with 7455, the radio teletype interfered frequency, used later in the evening for English. On the MW Offsets Yahoo group, Mauno Ritola in Finland says he's been chasing a spurious signal for a long time on 1701.13 kHz. In fact, since last summer. It's finally been identified as Albania relaying China. Until 19UT, the same is on 1214.84 kHz. So that makes it a mixing product with another of their powerful but poorly engineered medium wave transmitters on 1458 variable. Following up last time about West Africa Democracy Radio on 12,000 kHz at 07 to 09, Bert Trutna in Lithuania says that's via Woofford in UK. Dave Kenny in England heard them on a second frequency as well, 15260, which Bert says is from Rampisham. Unfortunately, we have little chance of hearing either one of them over here in the middle of the night in the winter. I did hear the voice of Biafra International on a Saturday, closing at 2159 UT on 7380. That's an hour mostly in English transmitted from South Africa on Saturdays and Wednesdays only. Now would be the best time of year to hear it in North America. The 05 scheduling makes it easy for Americans to hear the Voice of America service to Zimbabwe called Studio 7, a rather lame name. I wonder why they don't call it Radio Free Zimbabwe. The frequency is 17785. The English half hour is at 1730. And the transmitter site Morocco. And it's Monday through Friday. Media Network blog reports a new website, according to FC Ferreira, for Radio Mozambique. Along with online broadcasting, it's www.rm.co.mz. However, many of us who tried it found it difficult to get a connection. I kept trying and finally succeeded. Wolfgang Büschel, Mauno Ritola in Finland, noted Radio Ethiopia's home service on the strange frequency of 13799.1 at 18UT, very low modulation. Wolfgang Büschel points out that so happens to be when the VOA's Amharic service is on 13800 at 18 to 19, and it was subsequently shifted to 13790. From a VT Merlin schedule via Observer Bulgaria, here's the current transmission time for UNMEE, the United Nations mission to Ethiopia and Eritrea. On Sundays at 09 to 10 on 17670, and Tuesdays 10:30 to 11:30 on 17565, both via the UAE and including quarter hour in English. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the English hour from Iran they like to call the Voice of Justice at 0128 UT on 6120. He says usual anti-American rhetoric, and Bob Thomas in Connecticut reports it as well on that, and says their other frequency is 9665. Terry Kruger in Florida says the script reads nearly identical to Radio Havana, Cuba. Alokesh Gupta in India says All India Radio is carrying out tests again on 9425, carrying the FM Rainbow programs at 0130 to 530 and 0930 to 1230. Also, national channel programs at 1320 until midnight 40. Reports are wanted at least from inside India. Contrary to the report last time, the new frequency for IBC Tamil is 7110, not 7105, via Germany at midnight 2:01. Observed by Zacharias Liangas in Greece, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, and Observer in Bulgaria. It replaces 6055, which was colliding with Spain. Long Lao Radio via WHRI began the B season at earlier hours on Saturdays and Sundays on 7520, but now they've switched to 1400 to 15, both Saturday and Sunday on 11785. Yari Savolainen in Finland reports Dien Bien, the Vietnamese regional station, on yet another different frequency, 6316.8, closing down at 1330 UT. Its identity confirmed by Kenji Takasaki in Japan, Hardcore DX, replacing 6378 and 6442. you hear something in Chinese, probably with a lot of numbers. In this case, it's just the Central Weather Bureau on Taiwan. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says they've added a second shortwave frequency 5170 USB in Tainan Prefecture to the one already operating from Taipei Prefecture 8117, both on the air 24 hours a day. David Vitek in South Australia has been hearing the second program of China National Radio on 18159.9 variable. First thought it was a harmonic, but it turned out to be a mixing product between two old Beijing transmitters in the 17 megahertz band, 17625 and 17890, calculated by Wolfgang Büschel. Morrison Hoyle in Victoria also complains that 18160 is causing heavy interference in the ham band around 0700. Also heard in the UK by Tim Bucknell at 0947. In the World EX Club via Mike Barraclough, Tony Ashar in Indonesia says he got a response from Adventist World Radio about the fate of WaveScan. Thanks for your concern. We'll be starting our WaveScan in January. This will give us more time to deal with some other things in preparation. That's from Roen Catolico, the WaveScan coordinator in Singapore. Wolfgang Büschel and Barry Hartley forward a revised schedule, effective November 30th for Radio New Zealand International. This affects only broadcasts between 16:51 and 18:51. Now the first hour is on 11980, and the second hour continuing to 22:35 on 15720. Another follow-up to last time, it appears Sudan Radio Service via UK has stopped using 11665 for the 1500 UT broadcast, now heard on 15575, Monday through Friday. And here's the schedule for United Nations Radio in English. It's only Monday through Friday at 17 to 1745 UT, according to a Merlin schedule via Observer Bulgaria. 7170 via South Africa, 9565 via UK, and 17810 via Ascension. Here's a message from the Space Environment Center. The National Space Weather Program began 10 years ago, and thus it is time for a decadal review to quantify and document the progress toward meeting its goals. All those interested in the National Space Weather Program should complete an online questionnaire via www.nswp.gov. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 29th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to minor storm levels. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 December 1st and 2nd, down to 5 and 2 by the 5th to 8th. Also 5 and 2 on December 13th to 15th, 17th, 18th, 20th, 23rd, and 24th. Solar flux expected to rise from 80 November 30th to December 8th to a peak of 90 December 14th to 17th. Down to 80 again by December 23rd. Remember to check our website for much more useful information, worldofradio.com. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser here, concluding another World of Radio number 1295. Hope you have enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.